Welcome to the Near Post. My name is Eamon Flanagan. I'm joined in the studio today by International Director of Curva Coaching, Alfred Galician. Alfred started Curva Coaching with former Chelsea player Charlie Cook way back in the 1980s. You're here in Australia, Alfred. Do you enjoy coming to Australia?
It's always great coming here because if it makes sense, it's the most European football culture of the Asian countries. And now Australia's part of Asia. I think that's also important. So the Australian influence and the way, if you like, football in Europe has progressed is an addition to the Asian football. And of course, I've been living in Japan 13 years, and I am a big fan, and hopefully have contributed something to Asian soccer. So I think the Australian addition is fantastic.
Yeah, no, we're really excited over here to be involved in Asia. Alfred, just to go back a little bit, your playing days was in England with Wimbledon, is that?
Yes, I started off as a young player with Wimbledon. Didn't have much success. Things happen or they don't happen. Went into coaching quite early and then went to the US, tried to play in the US a little bit. Unfortunately, I had a long-term injury that prevented that as well. And then started coaching in the USA. And that's where I met with Charlie Cook, who was playing in the USA at that time.
Charlie Cook, the ex-Chelsea player.
Yeah, Charlie, one of the best players, not only in Europe, but Charlie was chosen for the World All-Star 11 once, and he was a wonderful player. But anyway, Charlie and I became firm friends. This is more than 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And we started in the soccer school business together. So Charlie and I, it was really interesting. I mean, Charlie and I were in Philadelphia, I think, and at a soccer convention. I mean, they have these things in America, which are wonderful things, but yeah. I haven't seen them in many other countries. But we were just walking together, and we saw in a little room this old guy with five people in the room. And he was showing them skills with the ball, and it's something in that Charlie and I saw, and we said, oh, let's go and sat down for an hour. And was enthralled by it. He wasn't doing too much. He was just showing them these five different ball skills. But it was the first time we ever saw sort of one-on-one teaching with ball skills.
Yeah. And that's amazing to me, because obviously Charlie and yourself have played at high levels, and you were coaching in America for a long time and in England, and suddenly you saw this guy teaching one-on-one, and you'd never either experienced it.
No, neither of us had. It sounds crazy. I mean, when we were kids, and I can't speak with Charlie, but when you're kids, of course, you... In those days, you played against a garage wall, or you played always in the park, until it was dark and things like that. But it was, I'd never seen kind of like somebody coaching 1v1 skills. I'll be accurate. What he was teaching was 1v1 skills, how to beat a player 1v1. But I'd never seen that.
Even with your own club experience?
Even when I was a kid playing... Charlie had never seen that either. So, I mean, Charlie played at a much higher level than I did. And Charlie never saw that. And both of us were like, wow, I mean, there's something in it. But it was very basic then. And this was 26 years ago. And that was how we met Will Kerber.
You're listening to The Near Post. I'm Eamon Flanagan. And I'm talking to Alfred Galician, International Coaching Director of Curva Coaching. And that basic introduction has formed the idea or the whole... focal point of the business, has it?
Well, it was. I suppose you were right. It was a bit. We didn't think of it as business in those days. I mean, we had one soccer school, and what happened was we went up and introduced ourselves to Will, and he kind of dismissed us. He can be a bit abrupt, but he was keen. We were interested, but kind of dismissed us, and 6 months later, I was doing my English license. So it's, I think, like in Australia, in Lillishaw, which is a national training centre of England. And walked in there and was with another a very good friend of mine, Willie Donaghy.
Yeah. Oh, the ex Manchester City player.
Yeah. And Willie had also played in America. And so I thought, oh, at least I know, there's a friendly face. And in walked Will Kirkman, and I thought, oh, man, this is... Bobby Robson, who was the then England national team coach, Bobby had brought Will to coach the under-16 English national team on a three-month contract. And it was kind of, well, that's great. I sat down, and it was a two-week course, and slowly, you know, said, Will, I'm really interested. Can I come and watch your session? So I just stood, basically just was with him for 2 weeks. Then I called Charlie up and said, Charlie, I met Will again, and I've got an idea. We've got an idea, because I think it's Charlie and I always share ideas. So between, you said, oh, well, let's name our football camp, our two football camps, Curver Schools. So I went to Will and said, well, what do you think? He said, oh, no, I'm not interested in business. So I said, okay, can Charlie and I buy the rights to the name? And one of my best friends is a lawyer anyway. Of course, I'm not a lawyer. So I called him. I said, Paul, you know, what can we do? He said, oh, well, you can do it. You can agree to pay him something, you know. Yeah. Anyway, went to Will. So, okay. Got legal documents. Anyway, he transferred the name Curver to us. And that's how Curver Coaching started in 1983. Right. What a lot of people don't understand is that Will's not part of Curver Coaching. That's Charlie and I founded that.
Yeah.
But we were inspired by Will.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of misunderstanding, and we're in 17 countries now.
Yeah.
But there's there's a lot of misunderstanding about the story, really, and people think, oh, Will's part of our organization, but he's not. We paid for the rights, and of course I keep in touch with him and go and see him in Holland sometimes. He's 86 years old now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Has
he ever been involved like in the ideas? Or
never.
No.
I mean, Will has his own ideas,
yeah.
And he continued to coach. He went to Egypt. He's a wonderful coach.
Yeah.
But his ideas and our ideas aren't that close, actually. It's strange.
Things have moved on you.
Yeah, Charlie. Well, we had to adapt it to, if you like, the American term, user-friendly.
Yeah.
Some of the Will's beliefs was very complex, and you know, in football, there's when you're coaching young players, you've got grassroots players. That means players who play for fun.
Yeah.
And you really have to adapt practices to suit their level, otherwise it's not fun.
Yeah.
And then you've got elite players, and then of course you're more demanding and it's more complex. Well, in the original, in Will's original ideas, it was very, very complex and very demanding. Charlie and I felt.